Again into the subsequent restless steps of breathless death. The quest is checked to address what's left of the mess and kept lessons we forget in the presence. What we have slept is the concrescence of what we have dreamt. Pains and compelled my face felt as my brain fell asunder under the wondrous insane spell of angels we've been seeing. Me and grief receiving demons screaming, shrieking, revealing a treasonous reasoning that was concealing the feelings, really perceiving me as a being who was freely even balanced between degrees of extremes without ends, endless breathing, non-positional, subliminal, signal sinking into the and thinking of a fickle single simpleton, one individual in the middle of a sticky prickly pickle. I am the riddle of our hearts, questioning of our thoughts festering to start attempting to start rejection of our pockmarked repressions, harsh obsessions over dark reflections that mars our contentment regarding the art of perfection and people as equal yet evil, ego protection as fearful evil deception. Now look how far the web of scars has gone on, connecting, infecting the causes, redirecting effects of flaws lost in the dead wrong direction. Or with the trick, headstrong, tripping, headlong to be heading. Yet you'll see it smells of a dead end, full of descendants and hellish friends who lend a helping lens to fully see who could truly be the ugly beauty. For some knew me as this distinct young man at the brink of blinking, only thinks and ponders to understand the will that fills the bridge to bring him to the other land. But you'll discover brothers and sisters, it's just all actually damned, and you're rashly commanded here by fierce thunderous voice, the thunderous grasping hand, searching for a knowing certainty in an unfold only world. You see, we're only uncertainty is solely resurfacing the structures punctured, cracked without an exact plan. As the grasping mind, massive line, and empty attempt to attach and stand nervously in an untracked path, purposely a map that made of straight sitting, sinking quicksand. Sit still, what I think there is where I land, until I drift again, scared, no longer aware of who I am. In this self-imposed morose, close goes in hell, that ghost goes mode on this ghost. Old cold walls which he holds on to as his bruised armor, losing honor through the brooding trauma of reviewing karma's brewing drama, only to see the soul is free. The truth and dharma, whole and complete. Let go of the deceit that you fall for, where no beliefs are sought, and not repeat the best-selling plot, feeding into the melting pot of normality. Replay a plastic, wrapping a graphic, napping a sad reenactment of the ever-present future that is passing. For the fact that this trip is shocking and off the grips within the preposterous monstrous dominance of the personal unconscious whose common sentence is far from what's the constant astonishment in the entirety of universal consciousness, which is the blissful totality of all of our individual realities filled with miracles and tragedies, mirrors refracting ethereal tapestries, the original masterpiece amassed with these. When we go on and drop the normal position and have begun to stop forming opinions and assumptions that corrupt the foreign transition of being one subject and witness within this growing stillness, which is the naturally unfolding condition of existence tripping. I stopped gripping and in an instance I was living the difference, a heavenly hell eventually gelling the charm and harm in me, the harmony of alarming dissonance, disarming our habitual inference which imprints ignorance over instinct, relearning the unconditional imperative innocence within this interstice that exists between redeemed intuition and wisdom's intelligence, a fortune of telling gems embedded in the ascending spin, remembered when the next level begins, then hope for open moment, holding on to the last stretch, shred left in my cracking chest and head, stressed before gorely torn to the ignored core, reborn from death, accepting what's in store for a sore gore, as it's no doubt about the check at right toward the psych ward from fights forcefully, defeating drastic plea of complete insanity. Don't weep over this calamity, at least there were no casualties, casually, yet passionately relaxed to be effortless involvement. Enter this evolving, sentience dissolving, for one short minute falling gently forward, one more instant calling to be explored, for your pure endurance is the curing insurance which alluringly assures us that our respective yet collective purposes surely converges to conceive the expansive grand galactic plan. The universe superbly weaves and merges when each seeks peaceful peaks, empty on our own to be steadily shown all we've already known through seeds sown, bloomed and grown to emerge beyond a strong species to be the eyes from which our planet sees, the lungs with which our planet breathes, the blood of which our planet bleeds, the tongue which gives our planet speech.